Now, when you come around, take if you want to take these two tests, thank you. I'm trying to keep current in the tests. So if I have a few minutes before Shir, I try to mark the tests that are on my Gemara.
Good luck with that.
I use the word trying. Not too hard.
You remember what you said once.
Here's the test.
You said once the name of the
Yeah, Nebuchadnezzar. Yeah. Okay, Zok the Mishnah. We are in the Mishnah of the Vav of the Beis. By the way, the test was written. Only six questions are on the Sugya of Tnufa. Only six. Gilach al Azevach, Benim Tzapsol. The four of them are in the coming Gemara. On the coming Gemara that we're learning. Gilach al Azevach, the Nazir went and took a haircut over one of the Kabbalas. Right? Whatever it was, Shlamim Chatas, you name it was. Benim Tzapsol. Puzzle, and then the carbon was found to be puzzle. Whatever reason that made it puzzle, the carbon was puzzle. That means he took a haircut on a non-carbon. For all practical purposes, the carbon was a non-carbon. So this guy took a haircut before his carbon. That means he took a haircut while he was still a nazir. He didn't have the heter to take the haircut, right? Because the heter to take the haircut comes after the carbon. So taglach tibsula, his taglachas is puzzle. He's still a nazir. This was the first carbon he was bringing. Even according to the Rabbanan, this is what permits naziris to go off. He took the haircut before he got the permission. Now, he didn't think so. He thought he took his haircut after the carbon, but it ended up that the carbon was fossil. That means he didn't have a carbon. That means he was a current nazir, and he took a haircut. He's got 30 more days of hair to come. Or according to Eliezer, he has 7 more days because it's on the Yom Malois. But he's got to grow more hair. Either 30 or Rabbi Eliezer had said that if you take a haircut on the last day, it's only 7. He learned that from someone. And the rest of his korbanos, unfortunately, don't count. And the Nazir has to bring 3 korbanos. He brought a chatas, it can't count. He brought an ayla, it's a wonderful thing. He brought an ayla, it's a nice ayla, we'll continue with it. But it's not his ayla's Nazir. Because the ayla's Nazir is supposed to come for the Nazir who's removing his naziris, and this guy can't remove his naziris for another 30 days. So, these korbanos are wonderful. I mean, not the chatas is not wonderful, but the ayla can continue. It's an ayla's nadaba, but it won't count for his chiyuv. He has an obligation to bring 3 korbanos, and 2 of them, 3 of them, are not good, because he didn't, the first one that he took his haircut, the first one was pasul, and then he took his haircut, ruined it. We give an example. The guy took a haircut on his carbon chatas. That was the first one. He took his haircut on the carbon chatas. He didn't bring another carbon yet. Then he brought the other two, lishman. Because the chatas is pasul shloi lishma. Right? That's a mishnah in Zvachim. That a chatas shloi lishma is pasul. Other kabbanas are kasher shloi lishma. They don't count for the owner. Meaning if Reuven brings an ayla, and he says, bring this for my ayla that I owe because I promised an ayla. And the kayim went and did one of the avaitis for a shlamim instead of an ayla. The kayim is kasher, you continue it, but the obligation wasn't fulfilled. But over here, the chatas is pasul. And since the chatas was pasul, he did not do the taglachas in the right time. He did it when he was still a nazir. So this is just an example of the previous case. Therefore, the taglachas was done too early. He's got to grow hair again. Let's catch up with the rush. Now, by me, I have the rush on the bottom of Amid Beis. I believe everybody else has the rush on the Amid Aleph, I believe, from yesterday's Masifta, which has everybody else. But I'm not sure. See, everybody has different prints. So I don't know where it is, the rush. It's on the Mishnah, might be on Mem Zayin Amid Aleph. Or it might be back. You know what? It might be back, Memhei Medal, meaning back with the Mishnah, or Memhei, wherever it's hard for me to say. If somebody wants to hand me their thing, I'll find it for them. But I'm sorry. It's just that this is not supposed to happen, but it happens all the time. Thank you.
I see it here in Mem Zayin.
You see it in Mem Zayin?
No,
you don't see it in Mem Zayin.
I see it in Mishnah.
Yeah, but that's the wrong Mishnah. No, it's not here.
Question off the test, then.
No, I'm not taking the question. It's on Mem Vav Amud Aleph in the Art Scroll. V'nimtza Pasul, about 3-4 lines in. That's where it is in the Art Scroll. And I thought that I have, and the Rafaito has, it's on the bottom of Mem Vav Amud Beis. Mem Vav Amud Aleph always to the top of the rush. It's going back. It's still in the middle of the last Mishnah, so it's continuing it. V'nim tapaso, k'ganshenishpach damai, the blood spilled, or yaitzei, or they took the blood out of the azara, or tamei, or the blood became tamei. Taglach tepesula, hayo v'nim sol hazebach shekila chalav, since the carbon that he took the haircut after became pasul. Havalei k'gochu listem, it's like the robbers gave him a haircut, an unsanctioned haircut, an illegal haircut. The Gehul list of Amin B'Gemar Leo Perik, not Perikama, he changes it to Chav Gimel, what does he change it to? Reish Perikin, the beginning of this Perik, Rabbi Lezer, Sais Zayin, and Rabbanon Sais Salamat. Has to redo either 7 days of a haircut or 30 days of a haircut, yes?
What's the, optimal time he should cut his hair then? What is the... But he's
there's no guarantee in this world.
No,
only two things are guaranteed.
At least for Pesul, it's full carbon. After when can he be saved?
After Shmikas Adam.
So he did this before Shmikas Adam.
He's Megaleah? No, he might know. He's not supposed to be Megaleah before Shmikas Adam. He didn't know it was possible.
Oh, and it was after Shmikas, but then he discovered there was...
The Kayan came and told him, oh, by the way... Listen, the Nazir brings his carbon and he gives it to the Kayan.
He should be certain that it was... Exactly.
I'm glad we did that.
Rabbi, can I ask a question as well?
Sure.
Yeah, so this was similar to the last response. So Lishma means both the Nazir and the Kohen have to have the right intention.
No, both of them have to. No. Only the Kayan.
So the guy has to know at the time he designates the animal what he's doing it for,
yeah.
Correct?
Okay, you're 100% right. When we deal with Lishma, we're dealing with one of the four essential services of a carbon, which in Rosh Hashanah we're going to get to Zvachim, and we're going to find out there are four essential services of a carbon. Shechita, they have to catch the blood in a vessel, in a keli. They have to take the blood towards the Mizbeach, and they have to sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach, each carbon with its own halachas. And at the end of that, the carbon is over as far as the owner is concerned. He can go home, he's brought his carbon, he has fulfilled his obligation. There's still mitzvahs to do, like burn the fat on the Mizbeach, and somebody's got to eat the meat, but those things do not interfere with whether he accomplished his goal or not. These are extra mitzvahs that are post Hakrabas HaKorban. The end of the essential part of the Korbanos ends with Zrikas Adam. During those four services of Shechita, Kabbalah, which means catching the blood, Hailacha, which means taking the blood to the Mizbeach, and Zrika, which means sprinkling the blood to the Mizbeach, during those four services, the Kayan cannot think that it's a different Korban. And by the way, the word think, according to many Rishayim, means he cannot say. Because the Kayan might say, oh, I'm doing a Shlomim. That's Shloi Lishma. If it's an Ayla, he cannot say he's doing a Shlomim. If he does, it has consequences. Now, by Chatas, it's puzzle. By the other ones, the owner hasn't fulfilled his obligation, but the carbon continues. But the, one second. But the owner, the minute he handed over the carbon, it's out of his hands. He knew what he gave it for, but that's not during the services. Nobody cares, I shouldn't say nobody, but in halacha we don't care what the owner is thinking while the kayan is doing one of the four essentials. Yes.
Okay, so that's the idea of what we're speaking about, Lishma. What if, as a preceding step, I thought we had before, if the Nazir named one animal something and then handed over the wrong animal, isn't everything, no matter what the coin does in the four steps, is it illegitimate at this point because he actually gave the coin?
It's the wrong carbon, 100%. The Nazir that comes in has to tell the Kayan, these are my carbonas. Now, it happens that by Nazir, he has to bring three, and it's self-evident which is which, because one can only be used for one, and one can only be used for the second, and one can only be used for the third. Three different kinds of animals. Whereas, in a regular case, a guy walks into the Azara, and he has a nice sheep, and he walks over to the Kayan and says, I have a carbon. The first to ask question the guy to ask him is, what is this carbon? You got to tell me what it is, right? And then the client can proceed to do the four essential services.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Treifet inside internal organs.
That is a carbon puzzle. If the animal is found to be a treifet, the carbon puzzle. He didn't mention those psulim, but it would be a carbon puzzle. You're right. But again, I don't know. They don't check treifets. What?
How would they know?
As I'm saying, they don't check treifas.
They don't check lumps like
with. Let me explain. Roiv animals are kosher. Really, there's 18 things at least, there might be more, that make an animal treif. When you buy meat in the butcher shop, that meat was not checked for all the things that can make an animal treif. It was not. We rely on the fact that a majority of animals are not treif. There's one or two that we check for because it's more common treifas. So they made, I think it's from the Gainim, later on, that they said you have to check it. At the time of the Gemara, they didn't check for anything. Sometimes they bumped into it and they saw it was treif. They were dealing with the intestines, they were dealing with the insides and the fat, and they might have noticed something that made it treif. But they weren't looking for it. But they sometimes noticed it. You can't help but notice it. But they didn't check for, we don't check for the 18 things. We check for the lungs, and I think also, I'm not a sheikhet, and I don't really know what happens. I think they check for something called the Beis HaKaisis. That means there's one of the four stomachs that a ruminating animal, it's called ruminating, I got the right word, ruminating animal has, it's called the Beis HaKaisis, it looks like little cups. And in there, it's more common to find something that made a hole. And that's a treifa. So I think, at least when I was once watching the Sheikh do his check, he checked the Beis HaKaisis also. So I don't know if they always do it, he was doing it, I can't tell you. They all check the lung. That's a requirement today. Okay.
When the one is the word psul, the carbon was psul, is that a treif?
I don't know what you mean by treif. It's a puzzle of carbon. What happens to puzzle of carbon is nobody eats them. I don't know what the word treif means.
What does the word puzzle mean?
It's not good.
Because
you did it with the wrong
intention.
Either, well, it would be one of them, but one of them is that the blood went out of Nazara, or is there rather a rush listed a whole bunch of things that it could have gone wrong.
So they're not all taken. Okay, so that's like what you're saying. They don't take into consideration treif at all.
Treif is now we use the word treif generically. Anything we can't eat, we call treif. Chazal don't use the word treif that way. That's not what treif means. You buy animal, you go to a store, to Walmart, and you buy meat. We call it treif. It's not treif. It's a vela. We have this generic word called treif. Anything you can't eat is treif. You buy cheese that you're not allowed to eat, that's treif for cheese. It's not treif for cheese. It's not edible cheese. You're not allowed to eat it. That's not treif. We use the word treif differently than the Gemara does. Treif in the Mishnah in the Gemara means something is wrong with the animal that the Torah said makes it unedible. And the Mishnah in Chulin in the third Perek lists Elu Treifas, that's what the Perek is called. These are the things that make an animal treif.
Treif means ripped. Treif
can mean ripped. Yeah, it can mean, I don't know. The literal translation means ripped. Yeah, 100%. Okay, let's go on with the rest. What? Puzzle means invalid, correct. Now, the question is, this guy did his taglachas after his shlomim. Then he was told, by the way, the shlomim was puzzled because they took the blood out before they did the zrika. So now he found out that his taglachas was illegal. So now he brought the other two korbanos. But he brought it while he was still a nazir. You can't bring korbanos nazir while you're a nazir. And because he did the taglachas illegal, he's still a nazir. And he didn't know. He brought all three korbanos, meaning well, wonderful guy. But now he found out that the first one, the one that he did his taglachas after, before they brought the other two, was a non-good taglachas. That means he was still a nazir, which means he is stuck now, and his two korbanos don't count. His two other subsequent korbanos can't count. Because he was still a nazir when he took the haircut, which means he needs to bring more, another set of korbanos when he cuts his hair legally 30 days from now or 7 days from now. So, Kashvina Lohu, Kilu Akrivam, Kaidim Zmanam, Taichim Alayis. It's like he brought the korbanos in the middle of his nazirah. Gilach alachat eshloi lishma. Zokter Rash Mishnah say netzrichahu. This is a total unnecessary case. The hainu shegilach alazevach v'nim sepasol. It's an example of what we just said. You did a giluach on a carob, but they found a pasol. There are all different kinds of things that make sepasol. And by chatas, if the kohen says I'm shechting this chatas, he says I'm shechting it for an acham, the carbon is pasol. The chatas shloi lishma psula. But we wanted the next case. Because the next case is going to be a case when the carbon is kosher. And the agav, the boy of the misni gilach al oil of arashlom and plucked to the rishim of rabbanon, which we didn't get to yet. Nakanami alachata. This case is not here just to lead into the next case. Now let me explain the next case. The guy brought a shlomim. A regular guy brings a shlomim. Nothing to do with another. He brings the shlomim and he promised the Rabbeinu Shlomim, I will bring a shlomim. So he has a neder that he has to fulfill. An obligation. He brings the shlomim, and then they do it, and the kohen informs him, oh, by the way, I had in mind that it was a ayla. Shlai lishma. Now, the carbon does not become pasul. Only chatas does, and carbon pasach does. The carbon is kosher, but the owner did not fulfill the obligation. That's the halakha. Source, seeds, welcome, 2a. That's the source. But the 2A, 4A, 5A, the whole sukkah. But the carbon is kosher. But for the nazir, since he didn't fulfill his obligation, it doesn't mean anything. Because he didn't bring his carbon that he has to bring. It was a kosher carbon, but he's still a nazir. Because a nazir is an obligation to bring a shlomim. He didn't fulfill his obligation, so it's like a regular shlomim. It would be like a nazir walks in and says, forget my naziris, I have, but I want to bring a present to Shlomim. And then he takes the haircut. Wouldn't be good. He didn't fulfill his obligation of one carbon. Doing Shlomim, Shloi Lishma, is like bringing a present to Shlomim. It has to work. The carbon doesn't have to think L'shem Naziris, but he can't think anything else. He has to think that he's bringing the carbon that's supposed to be brought. So gilach ala ayla ba'ashlamim. Where is it? Right. Shaloi lishman. V'yachin kachem yikav anasav lishman. Then he took his haircut and brought the other two correctly. Not he, the kayin. Taglach tipsula. His taglachas was illegal because the first carbon didn't count for naziris. Therefore, it's welcome le'alulai. The other two were wasted. Because his first one, which permitted him to take the haircut, was done wrong. He had no permission to take a haircut. Now, the carbon goes on. It continues on. But he didn't fulfill his obligation. So as a nazir, he hasn't brought a carbon. He brought a present. Thank you very much. We'll send you a letter of appreciation. And maybe a receipt that you can use for the IRS. Rav Shimon Eimer, I say Azebuch Le'ayla'loi, Avashuai Zachamalu. Rav Shimon disagrees. Rav Shimon says the nazir does not have to take a haircut over his nazir shlamim. Even if he brings a present and he says, this is my present to shlamim, and takes the haircut, good enough. As long as he takes it over a carbon that he's supposed to bring, it might not count. He still has to bring that carbon because he didn't fulfill his obligation, but his haircut's legal. The minute he has a carbon that he brought on the right day, even if it didn't count for his obligation, Reb Shimon says it permits him to take a haircut. His naziris is over.
Even if that carbon is
his culture. They continue on. It's not Chattas. Chattas is Pasul. Reb Shimon would not argue. But if it's Eilur Shlomim, where we continue as a present, good enough to do Taglachas. There's a difference between Eilur Shlomim and Chattas.
You're talking about intent, not about the Pasul.
I don't know what you mean by that.
The intent of the slaughter.
The intent of any one of the four essential services was done incorrectly. By Chattas, gone, over, done, puzzle. By Oil and Shlomim, continue on, the owner didn't fulfill his obligation. So the Tanakhama says, if the owner didn't fulfill his obligation, for all practical purposes, he didn't bring a carbon Naziris. So he did an illegal haircut. Reb Shimon says, it doesn't have to be a carbon Naziris to allow a haircut. It can be any one of the kabbanas, even if it doesn't fulfill his obligation. Not Chattas, because Chattas is puzzle.
No, but so the Shlomim, though, is done incorrectly.
Incorrectly with intent. But this is
incorrect. Is puzzle. It doesn't work. But the other two that were brought correctly work, count towards his Kubanas. So he still
has to bring the Shlomim for his obligation.
But he's no longer not there.
Yeah, but the Shlomim was not puzzle. That's the key word. The Shlomim continues on. They do this, they do all these things. They burn the fat, they eat the meats, everything. It just doesn't count for his obligation.
So
according to the Tanakhama, he's still an usher.
According to
Shimon, is not an usher.
Shimon says the last two are good for him.
And his taglacha, because he didn't do a haircut illegally. That's the reason the other two are good.
It didn't count for him, this Corbin.
But it's still legal to break the haircut. You'll see it in a minute. Okay, the Gemara will explain it better than me.
What if?
Yes.
I'm supposed to say the opening words of the Mishnah were not talking about a case of Shulei Vishma.
Exactly. The Rosh said that. Yai say he brought a whole list.
I thought that was one example.
Well, it would be one example, but the Mishnah wasn't talking about that example.
But it can't be, because it later
talks. But by Chattas it could be. Vimgila Chashlashta. What if he did all three Kabbalahs? And then took his haircut. Then you found that either number one, or number two, or number three was Fussel. But one of them was Kutcher, which allows the haircut.
Even if the Fussel wants a class
on. Doesn't make a difference. He did his haircut legally. Kutcher. Kutcher taglachtik sheiru v'yavi sharzvachem. He just has to bring the one that messed up. Zagdarash. Gilach HaShloshtan. Achre Hikrivoi HaShloshtan. After he brought all three. V'nim Tzechem Em Kusher. V'acherim Sulem. Even if two are Pasul and one is Kusher. Taglach Tekshera Divri Akaili. It's according to everybody. Everybody agrees. There was a Kusher of carbon that allowed him to take the haircut. And therefore, we're going to see later on that it's not everybody. But everybody in our Mishnah agrees. Because he did a legal haircut. The two Kurbanas that were bought, Pasul, he'll have to replace. But the other one, he did illegal. He didn't take the haircut till there was a legal carbon, a kosher carbon. He's good to go. He owes the other two Kurbanas. Now, the question somebody's going to ask in a minute, does the Kayan have to pay him for messing up his carbon? Here he brought a carbon. The Kayan had the wrong intent, messed up his carbon. Now, excuse me, Mr. Kayan, it's very nice of you. This animal cost me $1,000. So this is a Mishnah Masechtas Gittin, where the Mishnah says that if he did it by mezid, he pays. If he did it by mistake, he doesn't have to pay. And there are two opinions in the Gemara why that's true. We're not getting there. Again, Dr. Schwab, we're not going to do this on speculation. We're going to do this based on Gemara, Dr. Gimel and Aleph in Masechtas. The Gimel? I think it's a base. The base of Aleph in Masechtas Gittin. That's why I'm saying don't. No offense, I love your impression, but this one, the Gemara deals with directly. To Machloikis, whether you need to have physical or not, all this is discussed. So, let's leave it for Masechtas Gittin on Beis
Hamidrash. Under normal circumstances,
Rabbi.
I'm
sorry?
Under normal circumstances, he takes the haircut.
After Shrikas Adam, correct. Yes, Harvey.
Rabbi, when you say he's good to go, he can't drink wine.
He can drink wine. He owes Kurbanis, but he can drink wine. His Naziris is off.
I can understand why the haircut would be valid, because that's one thing. But why would he his nezirus be off when he still owes the animal?
Okay, so this goes back to a previous machlokes. What is necessary to remove nezirus? All the three korbanos, or just one korban, and the other two are just the obligations after he takes off his nezirus?
Okay,
meaning,
I'm sorry, I forgot that.
According to the Rabbanan, if you do one carbon, you finish your Naziris. You also have an obligation now to pay up another two carbonas, independent of whether you're still a Nazir or not. And Rabbi Eliezer, who you bring in the Gemara, says you can't do Taglachas after all three carbonas. And they all have to be kosher. He argues on this Mishnah. And the Taglachas has to be after all three, and the Naziris doesn't end till after the haircut. After all three.
I had forgotten that.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
Amar Rav Adam Ava, Zaytze Meres. From our Mishnah we see, Ksavar Rav Shimon, Nazir Shegila Chashaumi Nedava Yatzam. That a Nazir that takes a haircut over a Shlomim that has nothing to do with his Naziris has fulfilled his obligation of doing the haircut over a Shlomim. Even though it's not his Shlomim, but it's a Shlomim, good enough. We see that in the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah said he did the Shlomim with the wrong intention. The kind did this with the wrong intention, and the haircut counts. That's what Rav Shimon said. Why? It's not the Nazir's hair shlomim. The answer is it doesn't have to be the Nazir's shlomim.
He owns it, but he didn't do his hair shlomim.
Exactly. My time,
shlomim, but not for the zero.
Exactly. And Rav Shimon says that's good enough.
But it is his shlomim.
I said, yeah, it's not the Shalmei Nazir. I answered him, yes, he owns both. I answered his question. I took care of it. My time, the Amikra, the Nasan al-Esh HaShetach HaZedek HaShlomim. Just put it on the fire under the Shlomim. It's because of Shlomov. It didn't say put it under his Shlomim, which would mean the Nazir Shlomim. Any Shlomim. Now, obviously, he has to own it. Zuck the Rush. Now, the Rush will have two gears in the Gemara, and we can handle this here. Zuck the Rush. Zayt Semeres, Summer of Shimon, Nazir Shagila Hashaumi Nadavi Yatza. The Shaumi Nazir Shashak Nishlai Lishman, the only Shem Chayba, didn't count for an obligation. Varein Kishaumi Nadavi. It's Shaumi Nadavi. The Amikra, Ashataka Zabach Hashlomim, the Lakesiv Shlomov, Mas Mikol Shlomim, any Shlomim that he brings, that's his, that they do the taglachas on, good enough. That's our gersa. Zog the Rosh, v'yesh svarim garsim. That's what that abbreviation stands for. There are svarim that have a different gersa. The amikra, zebach taida shlomov, v'loik siv shlomim. Now, zebach taida shlomov is written by taida. It's not written by Nazir. So how in the world does that pasuk teach me anything about Nazir? Zog the Rosh, pirish harav maisha. Here's Rav Maisha, yeah, you can put it in. Rav Maisha used to have the other region, I forgot who you had before, your favorite always. Rav Lazar Mimetz, was it? Okay, now you have Rav Maisha. Rav Maisha says, the Mahai Kra, the Shina Mepeyaka Taida, the Rabbi Shalmi Nazir Liyayim Belayla. From the word Taida Shlomov, the Gemara Mesechtas Menachos learns out that the Shlomim of a Nazir cannot be eaten for 2 days, only for 1 day and a night. And that same pasuk compares that if you bring the shlomim of a taida, it can work for a haircut. So according to this girsa, if the Torah compared a shlomim of a nazir to a taida, and just like we learned out from there, that the amount of time to eat the shlomim nazir is 1 day and 1 night, that same comparison goes both ways. And it tells me, by the way, a taida can do the trick about taking the haircut. Yes?
How do we know all that?
Once we see Shlomim, I think logic tells me it doesn't make a difference. That's how I understood it. I had that same problem, and that's what I thought. Once the Torah revealed to me that it doesn't have to be the carbon, it has to be a carbon. So I don't see why Shlomim and Eilish should be. I can think of many differences, but I don't think why it should make a difference in this. That's what I'm trying to say. Dr. Mishnah Weiter. What? Yeah, but it's a kind of Shlomim with extra things, that's all. Dr. Mishnah Vaita, Mishan Israel, Olive Lechad Menadaman. Okay, here we go. They brought a legal carbon, a kosher carbon, right? And they did Zrika. And now he became Tameh. Is he still in.
Isn't
interesting? We had the Rabbanan originally, two blocks before, it said, Nizrak Echaminaz, and then that's all you need.
So let's read this Mishnah. You know, it's amazing how this Mishnah, who would you know?
I should have asked this question 10 to 20 minutes ago. I never knew where we had that one Zerika is all you needed. It's all from these Mishnayas.
100%. Where do you think the Gemara knew it from? Yeah. Mishas are Nizrak Alavechem and Adam and Benitma. Rabbi Ezra Messiah says, Hakael. Rabbi Ezra says, he's got to do Naziris. He's a Nazir that became Tummy. Now, it happens to be Rabbi Ezra only has 2 7 days. He became Tummy on the last day. When he becomes Tar, he'll bring the rest of his Kabbalahs. He's finished with Naziris. He happens to be Tummy. He can't bring his Kabbalahs now. So he waits till he becomes Tar, and he brings the other Kabbalahs. But his Naziris is over. They did one carbon legally. Rabbanon hold, once you do one carbon legally, you're good to go. Amrulai, Maisa ben Miriam Atarmudis, they told Eliezer, there was a story from Miriam from the country of Talmud, wherever that is, somewhere in the Iranian, Iraqi area.
It's in the Arabian desert. It's
mentioned
several times.
Yeah, I know it is. She was a Nazira, and she was called Miriam Atarmudis because she came from Talmud. And now they did one Zrika Kosher. She was in the Beis HaMikdash. She was in the Azara. And they came and they told her, your daughter is dying. And she ran and walked into the room and found out that her daughter was deceased. And she became Tameh. And now she doesn't know what to do. Is she still a Nazira? She only brought one carbon. What happens now? She's not in Azir anymore. She's fine. She just can't bring the rest of the Kabbalahs until she becomes Tar.
Mr. Kenneth means dying here?
Mr. Kenneth means in danger of dying. What is that? She came there and found her dead. We're assuming that if you found her alive, she would have left. Because she knows that Nazir can't become Tameh. And she still considered herself an Azir. So the reason is she walked in. This is a story. You know, any question on the story, we call that a kasha and a maisa.
That's why she walked in, because she was only in a sarkata.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
I'll point out she's Jewish because the Talmudoi were the bodyguards of Alexander, and they married Jewish girls.
Again, all I can say is I know that Gemara also, but that's not the point now. The history of Talmud will be a class of itself, which I can't give. But I know that Miriam was a nice Jewish name, and it doesn't say that she married one of his guards. There was a Jewish community in Talmud. She was from that Jewish community. She emigrated to Eretz Yisrael, and she emigrated to Talmud and ended up in Eretz Yisrael, and she was called Miriam the Talmud. Like in Europe, they used to call people by their city names. When somebody came to Yeshiva, they called him Moshe Vilner, because he came from Vilna. Or Moshe Kovna, because he came from Kovna. That's how they referred to people, not by their last names, by their city names. So here too, they called him Miriam Tarmuth, that's all.
That's where the name
Tuav comes from. Could be, 100%, right, city in Germany, right. Dr. Rush. No rush. Something of my right.
And the
Mishnah? I did all the rush I have in my print. I don't have any.
It's there.
What?
It's on Mem Zion.
I'm on Mem Zion. Oh, Mishan Israel. I'm sorry. I didn't notice it. Mishan Israel, I'll welcome the Belibra, Blaz, I'm a scientist, I call. Like Kalayamim. Kamar doesn't mean all the days. It's going to require for Gemara. Rabbi Ezra Sabin, Nitmacham, a light, such as Shiva. Rabbi Ezra holds, he becomes Tameh after the last day. It's 7. Oh, such a call, Kamar. You can't take the haircut till everything is finished. He has to bring all three and then take a haircut. Still not allowed to take his haircut. Since Rabbi Eliezer said you need three in order to be able to take that haircut. And all his karbanos are considered like one. Shenit Makaidim Shekhov Kulam, and when he became Tameh before he brought all three, Habakilu Nit Musakrit. It's like he became Tameh that morning, Kaidim Shekhov Atalakamem. There's no difference before one and after one, according to Eliezer. You need three. Less than three is like zero. Habakilu Shekhov Kulam, Atalakam Alayth. It's like he brought it the wrong time. Therefore, forget his Kavaras. He became Tameh. He wasn't allowed to become Tameh yet, and therefore, he's got to redo, according to Eliezer, 7 days. Now, notice, I translated it this way. V'yitar doesn't mean as he should become tar. It means v'kshitar. He brings the other one when he becomes tar. During the time he's tameh, he can't bring the other two karbanas. Now, a tameh is allowed to send karbanas. So why can't he send it? Because a nazir has to be there when his karbanas is brought. V'chein beforish b'yishal b'yibahai masnisen. Yitar v'akak yavi kabanaisav. The first carbon, which he was not tummy for, right? He doesn't have to bring it. After one act, the minute at that point he was already capable of taking a haircut. Why should he have to redo it? That carbon was totally kosher. But the other kabbanis that he brought after he became tameh, bade saiser, that is the undone. The carpet crotch, the other kabbanis of the Jewish batara. If he, they brought them after he became tameh, they don't count. He has to bring it when he's tar. Now, the Rush gets involved. According to the Rabbanon, before he brings his other two, how long does he have to wait? Is it just to become tar, and then he brings them? Or is a Naziris aspect that he has to redo days of Naziris, because the bottom line is, even though the Naziris was off, he didn't finish all his obligations. Is there a rabbinic requirement to redo Naziris? So the Rush brings a machlokes in that. He himself says he doesn't see why in the world there should be any reason to do any Naziris. It's finished! But the Rush brings down, El Perikama, earlier in the first Perik, Parashti, the Hodah Saiser Lama Yom Rabbanon. If you remember over there, there was a Manyama that said Naziris is 29 days. And therefore, when you bring the carbon on day 30, you're really past the time of Naziris. So why, if you become Tameh, do you have to do all 30 days over? So it said over there, the Hodah Saiser Lama Yom Rabbanon, Haidim Rabbanon. It's a rabbinic requirement. Really, there's no reason to redo it. You're finished. So how about over here? He was allowed to take a haircut. His Naziris was over. Maybe he only has to do 7 days. I don't understand this. He doesn't have to do any more Naziris. The key was in Israel, Echem Nadam, and Mutal is just Yahil Tamanetim Legaleah. But yes, the Mikhail Nazir. I don't understand the conversation. What are we talking about redoing Naziris for this person? He's not a Nazir anymore. They did Trika, it's over. Why would he have to redo anything? The Rush brings down that some want to say that since he didn't bring his other obligations, even though he was allowed to take a haircut already, and even though he was allowed to drink wine already, but since he didn't do his obligations, we make him redo 7 days of Naziris. Why would we do that, Dr. Rush? He's not a Nazir. We have to play Shayach based here. I don't get it, Dr. Rush. So I don't get it either, but that's what the Rush says.
What's the case again, please?
The guy brought one carbon. According to the Rabbanon, he can do Taglakas right now, and he became Tameh. One carbon was done properly.
That's all that matters, you know.
Right. So the Rush brings down some that say, the Mishnah said that he has to bring his two karbanos after he becomes tar. In those days, though he becomes tar, does he have to keep any halachas of Naziris?
He finished by Zrika.
Again, that's what the Rush says. Thank you. I agree. That's what the Rush says. He brings down some that say he has to keep 7 more days of Naziris. Because he didn't fulfill the obligation of doing the other karbanos. Again, the Rush doesn't understand it either.
Why now we may bring this down? In the case of the break we had for fun, after one Zerika, you can drink wine.
Right? That's the Rush's question. Thank you. The Rush says, I don't understand those who say he has to redo 7 days. He can drink wine. I'm glad you were Macham to the Rosh's question. It's a great question. The mission over there, it has to do with the first sugya. I'm not going to redo it over there. They're going to Bapad, it really should only do 7 days, but they made a Xeira Drabon up to the day before. It's a sugya in the first day. Dr. Gemara, Tani.
And bring the Kabonis, like all other Kabonis, so not to be Baal Tacher.
Well, he brings it as when he can. So Baal Tacher is three regalim.
Is this also Baal Tacher?
If after he becomes sorry, it doesn't mean it's Kabanas. After a while, it'll be over Baltach. Dr. Gemara, Tani Reb Lezer, I'm a Saitzer Sakoil. Lama Reb Lezer, Kalacham Aloy, Shiva Saitzer. Well, I skipped her. I just thought I finished. Miriam Atamudis, Mitarmen Heiser. She was from Tarmen. Dr. Gemara, Tani Reb Lezer, I'm a Saitzer Sakoil. The Mishnah says, Reb Lezer says, it undoes everything. But we learned earlier of Mezahos on the last day, it's only Saitzer 7. It just means he redoes it, he has to do 7 days. The Tani, the Mishnah says, Aleph, Yavi Shar Kabanaitzav Yitohar. When he becomes Tohar, he should bring the rest of the Kabanas. Shmamina, that we're only talking about bringing Kabbana 7 days later. It doesn't mean Saitzer Sakoil that he has to start 30 days over. Maisanami b'mirim ha-tarmudis. Shadizr kalab. Elam and Adamim. They did legally. Ubo v'yu abita shaitzim sekenes. V'hocho matzah shemesa. V'amu chachamim tavi shar kibneseh v'titoher. The chacham said, bring the other kabbanis when she becomes tar. Shmamina, that we're dealing with kabbanis here. We're not dealing with redoing 30 days.
What does Saitzer mean, literally?
Undoes. So that's why the Gemara Kasha, Saitzer sounds like 30 days. The answer is, Saitzer, the kabbanis that he has to bring him again after 7 days. The carbon that he brought didn't count. Dr. Ashi, Ochanami, Mistaba, the Saitzer kabbanis of Kama, with the Maisha, Rabbanon, Raya, Lidivrayim, they bring a raya, Yimash Sharmu Chachamim, Tavi Shar Kibnitzah. Hadro Lach Shalai Shaminim, Hadro Lach Shalai Shaminim, Hadro Lach Shalai Shaminim. I want to start the first few lines, the first two lines, four lines in the parrot. Kayin Gadlu Ben Azir.
I have to say, that's what the hardest parrot we ever did.
Thank you. Okay. I agree, yeah, it happens to be a very hard parrot. Listen, you know, this is Tyra. We got to learn whatever comes. Kayin Gadlu Ben Azir, I know I skipped that. Ikedi Am, the second version of the Rush, I know. Bothers me, but what kind of. Ikedi Am, Kayin Gadlu Ben Azir, those two people, Eidim Matama Likraveya, they cannot be Matama to their relatives. A Kayin can be Matama to his 7 relatives. A Kayin Gadlu cannot. And either can an Azir. And the Gemara is going to bring Sukkim for all this. Avo Matama Lameis Mitzvah. They are allowed to be Matama to a Meis Mitzvah. Now here comes the first shaila. Hayu ma'alchem baderach. They were walking. Umatzu meis mitzvah. The Kohen Gadol and Nazir were taking a walk in the forest, and they found the meis mitzvah. Now they both see the meis mitzvah. Who goes first? Who does the tumah? The Kohen Gadol or the Nazir? Who is the one that we tell him? Either one is allowed to is as a mitzvah to do a meis mitzvah. But we like the one of them is more preferable to do it than the other. And the Gemara is going to say, Mishnah is going to say reasons. But who is the one to do it? Zog de Tarakama, Zog de Eliezer, Yitman Kain Gadol or Yitman Nazir. The Nazir shouldn't touch it, and the Kain Gadol should go do the Meis Mitzvah. Chamim Aymrim, Yitman Nazir, by Yitman Kain Hedget. And the Chacham say, no, the exact opposite. The exact opposite.
Because it's less of a...
Why don't we let the Mishnah do the thing? You know, it's amazing how the Mishnah takes care of most of our problems. Amar Lam Reb Eliezer. So they take it out. I think the Olive takes it out. Kain Gadol. Kain Gadol. We're going to see. We're going to get there. We'll see. Again, all this... This is... We're learning Torah. Amar Lam Reb Eliezer. Yitma Kayin Shaini may be carbon out of Masai. Lao Yitma Nazir, who may be carbon out of Masai. And Nazir is going to have to bring a carbon. That means obviously his Tumma is very concerning. concerning enough that we make him bring a carbon. Kain Gadol becomes Tameh. He doesn't have to bring a carbon. So he goes first. Because there's no chiyuv to bring a carbon. For anybody becomes a Tameh Meis doesn't have to bring a carbon. I become a Tameh Meis, I don't have to bring a carbon.
And Nazir does.
The Chachamim Maimrim, Amrulai, I'm sorry, Yitman Nazir Sheikh Nusasa Gnusa Saiba. A Nazir is temporary. Now, the Farshas be God that even if it's a Nazir Ilam, it's really an extension of temporary. The essence of Nazirus is temporary. Now, before any questions, I want to read one line or two lines of the Rosh. Hay mahalchem baderech, akayin gadol ben nazir koy. Zok the Rosh, v'hu adin de pligi nami b'kayin hedget. The nazir, the tamayu shayach nami b'kayin hedget. That same machloikas would be a regular kayin. Because a regular kayin is kudushasa kudusha shaylam. He's also permanent kudusha. So according to the Rabbana, the nazir should be matame, the kayin hedget should not. And according to Eliezer, the Nazir has to bring a carbon. The reasons apply to Kain Hedges. That's why Rabbi Rabinovich took the views of Kain Hedges that he's been Kain Hedges because he learned to rush. That's all.
That's what I thought when you said it. It is interesting that...
You don't have that rush?
No.
No, a lot of people don't have that rush. It comes from the Sheet of Mukabetzis.
It's the first rush.
But first rush in the Perek is the Sheet of Mukabetzis rush. Yes?
It's odd to me that the reason it's mentioned as a permanent versus transient, because it would seem to say that one could easily say that one is an intrinsic property. In other words, a kind is born a kind or die a kind, whereas another, even another Elam, is not born a kind. It's not born.
If you ask me, but I don't want to argue about this, I would say that's included in what the Mishnah means. Do this.